Thursday, friends. Today, I wanted to talk about another great woman in business who recently released her autobiography, and that is Julie Wainwright, the founder and former CEO of The RealReal Online Luxury Resales. And Julie had, she started her career and it evolved into what she calls a CEO for hire. And during this tenure as CEO, she had one epic fail, which was pets.com during the dot-com era of the early 2000s. She had to close that one and ended up being told that she would never be hired anywhere else again. So she decided to make her own luck. She got the idea for The RealReal when she was shopping with a friend in a consignment store and saw her friend drop $5,000 in 20 minutes on luxury goods. So Julie sat down with her friend and had an in-depth conversation. What motivated this? And she found out what motivated her friend's spending. And then she started thinking, how can I make this business different than eBay or other places where people sell their goods? How can I make it nicer, more exclusive, and easier to shop? How can I get the supply and the demand? How do I attract that? She came up with a winning formula in The RealReal and founded it in 2011. In 2019, she took it public when it had over $300 million in sales and was worth $1.3 billion. Not bad. Julie also, something else is she changed our thinking about luxury goods. She turned them for us from just things we love, they're pretty things that we like to own and enjoy, to investment pieces. These are things that we can buy, hold on to, and enjoy for a while, and then sell them for more than we paid for them. I myself have done that a few times, and it's a lot of fun. So now The RealReal has grown and it's joined a collection we've been talking about with the changes in tariffs and pricing, and people are starting to eschew fast fashion to go back to look for the good stuff. The RealReal is definitely a leading player in this arena. And, you know, tomorrow's Friday. It sounds like Julie used her common sense. I think we should go and use ours.